Good morning. It's March 27th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a shocking turn of events, a major bridge in Baltimore collapses after a collision with a cargo ship, sparking a frantic search for missing workers and a city grappling with the aftermath. On Tuesday, the Singapore-flagged cargo ship, the Dolly, operated by Synergy Marine Group, struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, leading to its catastrophic collapse. This incident has not only sent vehicles plunging into the Patapsco River, but has also resulted in at least 2 people being rescued, 8 victims identified, and 6 bridge workers now missing, igniting a citywide concern and response effort. The Baltimore Fire Department, alongside the U.S. Coast Guard, is spearheading the search and rescue operations, facing daunting challenges due to the nighttime conditions and the depth of the river. These missing individuals, men in their 30s and 40s with families, were conducting repairs on the bridge when disaster struck. A dedicated facility has been established for the families of the victims, offering support from mental health professionals during this harrowing time. In response to the tragedy, President Joe Biden has pledged federal funds to aid in the reconstruction of the bridge, while Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency in Maryland. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken up the investigation of the incident, with the American Pilots Association noting the exceptional nature of the power loss that led to the collision. Meanwhile, Synergy Marine Group, while emphasizing their commitment to safety, has yet to issue a formal statement regarding the crash. The collapse has severely disrupted Baltimore's transportation infrastructure, impacting working-class communities' access to essential employment opportunities at the harbor's plants and distribution centers. As the city reels from this incident, the ongoing search for the missing workers underscores the urgent need for support and answers in the wake of such a devastating event. In a twist that keeps the fate of Julian Assange hanging in the balance, the UK High Court has made a pivotal decision. It's a case that intertwines legal intricacies with the fundamental principles of freedom of speech and human rights. The court has conditionally blocked Julian Assange's extradition to the U.S., demanding that U.S. authorities provide guarantees against imposing the death penalty. This decision pivots on the requirement for the U.S. to assure that Assange, if extradited, would receive the protections afforded by the First Amendment, akin to those a U.S. citizen would receive. The deadline set for these assurances is April 16th, marking a critical juncture in Assange's prolonged legal battle. Despite dismissing 6 of 9 points of appeal, the court has left the door open for Assange's legal team to challenge his extradition further, depending on the U.S.'s response. This means Assange will continue to be held at Belmarsh Prison, a detail that underscores the ongoing uncertainty surrounding his case. Assange's supporters have long argued that he is a journalist deserving of First Amendment protections, especially given his role in exposing U.S. military misconduct. This recent development in his case has reignited discussions on the implications for investigative journalism and press freedom at large. The parallel drawn between Assange and Alexei Navalny by his supporters paints a grim picture of how governments might be using legal proceedings to set examples and deter others. This case, therefore, is not just about Assange, but touches on broader concerns regarding freedom of the press and the treatment of dissenting voices by powerful states. On March 26, 2024, the stock market witnessed a significant event as Trump Media and Technology Group, or TMTG, made its debut on the NASDAQ, causing a notable ripple in the financial world. The company, behind the social media platform Truth Social, saw its shares skyrocket by 16%, propelling its market value to a staggering $10 billion. This marked a momentous day for former President Donald Trump, whose paper stake in the company surged to approximately $4.6 billion. However, it's important to note that Trump's shares are not freely available for trading immediately, as they are bound by a lockup agreement and performance conditions that must be met. The trading day was filled with highs and lows for TMTG, with shares at one point leaping by 59% before ultimately closing at $57.99 each. This closing price valued the company, which has yet to turn a profit, at $7.9 billion following its merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp. The excitement around TMTG's debut also seemed to have a spillover effect on Rumble, another platform with conservative leanings and a video hosting partnership with TMTG. Rumble's stock saw a 15.4% increase, likely fueled by the enthusiasm surrounding TMTG's performance. Despite the initial success, the Motley Fool Stock Advisor team has expressed caution, advising against investing in Digital World Acquisition Corp. or Rumble. They cite concerns over the company's low revenue and the uncertain prospects for long-term success. Furthermore, if Trump were to make a return to the White House, his significant business interests could potentially lead to ethical dilemmas and conflicts of interest, adding another layer of complexity to the situation. In a pivotal moment for both reproductive rights and pharmaceutical regulation, the U.S. Supreme Court today delved into the legal battle over the FDA-approved abortion pill, Mifepristone. The case pits anti-abortion groups and physicians against the FDA, with far-reaching implications for drug approval and access to abortion in the United States. At the heart of the dispute are claims from anti-abortion advocates and some physicians that mifepristone poses a safety risk to women and girls. These groups are challenging the FDA's approval of the drug, asserting that it is unsafe. On the flip side, the FDA stands by its decision, pointing to 2 decades of safety monitoring that supports the continued use of mifepristone for abortion. Key issues before the Supreme Court include whether the parties challenging the FDA have the legal standing to do so, and the validity of the FDA's approval process for mifepristone. These considerations are critical, as they touch on broader questions of who can challenge federal agency decisions and how those agencies evaluate drug safety and efficacy. The court's decision, expected to arrive in June, is poised to send ripples through the landscape of abortion rights and the regulatory framework governing drug development and approval in the U.S. Depending on the outcome, there could be significant changes to how abortion pills are accessed and how drugs are approved in the future. Imagine the day turning into night as a total solar eclipse casts its shadow across much of North America. On April 8, 2024, this astronomical phenomenon will create a spectacle of darkness in 15 U.S. states for several minutes, drawing the eyes of the world to the skies above. The eclipse will commence its celestial show at 12:38 p.m. Eastern, with the moon's shadow plunging parts of North America into darkness, and conclude at 3:55 p.m. Eastern. The path of totality, a swath about 115 miles wide, will diagonally cross North America, affecting Mexico, the United States, and Canada differently. Mexico will experience 40 minutes and 43 seconds of totality, the U.S. will have 67 minutes and 58 seconds, and Canada will witness 34 minutes and 4 seconds of total eclipse. The epicenter of this event will be in Nazas, Mexico, where observers will be treated to the longest duration of totality, lasting 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Given the potential for eye damage from directly viewing the sun, NASA emphasizes the importance of eclipse safety. They recommend using eclipse glasses or indirect viewing methods, such as a pinhole projector, to safely enjoy the spectacle. For those unable to experience the eclipse firsthand, NASA will broadcast a live stream starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, ensuring no one misses out. Additionally, Warby Parker is distributing free eclipse glasses to promote safe viewing practices. With the eclipse drawing near, eager spectators are being urged to finalize their travel arrangements promptly. Accommodation and flight costs are on the rise, with cities along the path of totality already seeing significant increases in prices. Notably, flights to Erie, Pennsylvania, and Little Rock, Arkansas are averaging over $900. Nevertheless, there are still opportunities to snag a deal, with some last-minute flights from Los Angeles to Columbus, Ohio, and from New York to Dallas available for as low as $188 and $254, respectively. The clock is ticking for those wishing to witness this rare celestial event, making it crucial to act swiftly to secure travel plans. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.